Morning.
Good morning.
We are going to sing the theme song, our tablet. He is the source of all our nutrients and our hope and our faith and our strength, our understanding, all of those things. If we're in him, then the fruit will be born by the Spirit. As Charles Spurgeon says, we know not how. We don't know how that works. We have a whole other lymphatic system and whatever system in our body that is just spirit. But anyway, that's what happens.
Tremendous defense. It actually was
a beautiful stance against all odds that spurred on tons of troops to go on and fight. What's not known as much about the Alamo is that it was named, Alamo in Spanish is basically named after the cottonwood tree. And I find this very interesting since we've been learning about roots and trees. And I was curious about what does the cottonwood tree do or what is it known for. And apparently back in the day, the cottonwood tree had no wasted part. It was used for building. It was used also for salves and infused oils for sickness. It also, the buds were used for perfume. And so I was running this morning, and I was thinking about how the Alamo, like other missions, could, at one point during times of war, missions could be used as hospitals. And I think all of us could agree that we've come. Some have come with a limp, literally a physical limp. Others have come with spiritual limps. We've come with our burdens. We've come with our sicknesses. We've come with our mandolins. And you did not turn us away.
Yes.
And the Lord said on my run, he said, yes, you have come with your mandolins, and I am the great physician. And he very specifically said, Sister Daniela and Sister Domitilla, these are my nurses. And he really wanted you to know. I know you don't receive in order to boast, but he told me very specifically, these are my nurses. And so I think if you think about it, we come, if a cottonwood tree is used as medicine initially, you know, we come to the Lord with our infirmities, and he touches us in a way that heals us. And then an aroma, a perfume goes up before him as a worship and a praise. And so the only other thing I wanted to share was, I don't know how many of you have seen the butterflies all over this place. I have seen more monarch butterflies and yellow butterflies than I have in my whole life. So I was curious, and I looked up the Christian meaning for the butterflies, and one of them is resurrection power. And yellow is the symbol for hope and prosperity. And so I would just, by way of encouragement, I think we have all come with a pain. And the Lord has done a tremendous, beautiful work. So that what in us, the pain in us that would have caused a death by Satan's plan. Something that would have died in us. Instead of resurrection power. That the Lord winks at us with these butterflies. And he uses these precious ones to come and literally be nurses and ministers of grace. Amen. So that we turn and leave here with arms ready for his glory. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
As deep as that ocean where you have flung our sins and then come up with breakers that break over us in mighty love to keep us. Thank you for this morning for the sisters who are here. We pray your blessing and protection on them, Father, as they leave today. We just hold dear to us and close to us the reality of what you have done here in these past days. So we pray strength and for Sister Donatilla this morning as she speaks, and that your Holy Spirit would come down and be in our midst and empower and fire everything that is sung and spoken and prayed to you here this morning. In the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.